Knock, in a railway, the in a silly. You're listening to the award-winning podcast.
Yo, what up, people? We are here right now. Talking. This is the award-winning podcast. Yep. My name is Alex.
I'm Jace.
And we're here to talk about fantasy football slash real football, kind of. And we're going to try to do it as fast as humanly possible. So this is a little preview, so to speak, of the upcoming week in football. Yeah. We are recording this as of Wednesday night. Thursday, obviously, we have a matchup to talk about, kind of. So we'll just hop right into it. Let's talk about Thursday night football and the most Thursday night football scheduling that could have possibly happened. The Jets and the Broncos.
Ew.
The Jets are the worst team in the NFL, and the Broncos might lose to them just because of all the injuries they've suffered.
Yeah, the Broncos might be the most boring team in the NFL.
And you know, it sucks because they had so much potential. And then Von Miller got hurt. And then Cortland Sutton got hurt. And then they lost their quarterback. And it's just, the list goes on and on and on. And the Jets might actually pull off a win. I don't know. Maybe they will. I hope not. Just for the sake of Broncos fans. Because whoever loses, they're going to be out of the NFL. That's the rules.
Yeah.
We made the rules. Just briefly, as far as fantasy implications here, I do have Melvin Gordon of the Broncos as a go fucking nuts for this week.
Yeah,
he's playing against the Jets.
Yeah.
That's my entire argument. He's been pretty good so far this year, and he's playing against the Jets. Which means he'll probably somehow have like 48 yards on 30 carries.
Seems like sound reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, that's my entire reasoning. I have no other reasoning beyond that. And plus, everyone's hurt, so it seems to me like they're just going to feed him the rock, because why the fuck wouldn't they?
Right.
They're on their third quarterback, by the way, the Broncos are. Do you know who was playing?
No.
Because it was Drew Lock, then it was Jeff Driscoll, now it is Mark Rippon. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he's apparently like the nephew of the quarterback who won the Super Bowl for the Washington football team back in the early 90s. It's Brett Rippon, not Mark Rippon. Mark Rippon was the guy who won the Super Bowl. Brett Rippon is the nobody who is starting for the Broncos.
There really is nobody if you still don't have his name down.
Right, yeah.
The football guy.
Correct. So yeah, that's Thursday night. It's going to suck. I'm probably going to turn it off at halftime. But at the same time, it could be so bad that it's just like watching a train crash.
You're going to watch it in its entirety because it's football.
I might. You. There's, you know, playoff baseball and stuff like that. I might scoop into that.
True.
Or something. So,
you'll watch far more than you intended.
Bro, for sure. Yeah, I'll probably watch at least the first half, and I'll hate myself for it. Let's move on because we already talked about this for far too long. I think we'll just start with the first game on the matchup or on the docket. After that,
noon games on Sunday.
Let's hit briefly, not too briefly because it is important. There's a game that was postponed because of COVID.
Yes.
We have the Tennessee Titans were supposed to be playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And obviously, this is huge if you're a fantasy football player, because we don't know what the situation is going to be. And, you know, if you're a Derrick Henry, if you're a person who has Derrick Henry on their roster, then you are flipping out. Because I have
him. You want him playing, obviously.
I have him, and I'm worried. They're saying that they're going to play either Monday or Tuesday. That's the plan, in which case it should still count toward this week's totals. But this is obviously something that's kind of unprecedented. We've seen something similar with hurricanes and shit like that, where they've had to postpone games to, you know, and move them and do all that kind of stuff. But this in particular is unprecedented because, you know, people tested positive in the Titans organization, and that means that anyone who they come in contact with could potentially catch it.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows how long it's going to take, the incubation period, before they, you know, the other people start to test positive. So this could be huge. As of Wednesday, it's looking like Monday or Tuesday they're going to play. But right now, I have backup plans for if, you know, obviously I've got Derrick Henry in a couple of leagues. If you've got like Ben Roethlisberger or, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, those kinds of guys, you need to have a backup plan. Be ready, because we genuinely don't know.
Right.
So with that being said, one of the guys, say you're missing out on Roethlisberger this week, if he's your starter, which, you know, he shouldn't be the only quarterback on your roster if you have Roethlisberger. I just kind of figured, why would you take him and not take anybody else? But another guy to look at would be Joe Burrow. I had him on my go fucking nuts list last week, and he delivered. With a nice game, over 300 yards, couple of touchdowns. He's up against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville just made Ryan Fitzpatrick look like Brett Favre in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like Burrow is going to have another nice game. Jacksonville's defense is terrible. I like that. You got to like that. Jared Goff is available in a lot of leagues right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of crazy because he's been like a top tier fantasy guy for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, I think one
he's usually good for a few touchdowns, but he's also usually good for a few interceptions.
Well, I think he had a major touchdown dip last year, and I don't know necessarily why that happened, but he got really unlucky with touchdowns. But they're playing against the Giants, and the Giants just gave up like 38 points to the San Francisco 49ers B team, if not their C team.
Yeah.
Like, this should be an absolute runaway murder fest for Jared Goff and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two guys that I'd be looking at. And honestly, speaking of Fitzpatrick, throw him out there too.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a pretty good season to start off, and he's up against Cincinnati. So.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's not. No. They're playing against Seattle. Yeah. My bad. Seattle, that used to be an imposing defense. They're not anymore. Every team they've played, it's been a
shootout.
Seattle's
going to drive that score up like crazy, so Fitzmagic is going to have to...
He's going to have to throw.
He's going to have to do some Fitzmagic to
make they're not gonna relevant. Stop. They're not going to stop Seattle. I don't know that anybody can.
No.
So, yeah, Fitzy should be good for a lot of points. So let's just go ahead and get into the actual, like, the games that we know so far are scheduled to play.
Right. We got the Saints and the Lions playing at noon.
Yep, we got the Saints and the Lions playing at noon. I mean, if you're picking the game, if you're a betting person, I know who I'm picking. I'm picking the Saints.
It's
pretty obvious. But the Lions are coming off of a pretty nice win against the Cardinals. I don't know. It's hard to say. The Saints have been kind of up and down, so you never really know what to expect. Fantasy-wise... Important bit of information, Michael Thomas returned to practice today, so he could be in play. I would definitely keep watch on that.
Up until game time.
Yeah, like for sure. Luckily, it's a noon game on Sunday, so if he's not available, there should be plenty of options that you're going to be able to use. And you should already have a backup plan since he's been out for multiple weeks.
Yeah.
Another thing to consider there, for the Lions, Kenny Galladay. I do have him on my lower your expectations list this week.
No.
Only because he's likely going to be locked up with Marshon Lattimore at cornerback. All game long, they do a lot of man coverage with him on the best receiver. And for the Lions, that's Kenny Galladay. So he's likely to be clamped up on most of the game. You're probably still going to start him because he's the number one receiver in that offense. And he is so good and so big that he's a matchup problem for anybody, including somebody who's as great as Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah. Real deep threat kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Get it down the fucking deal.
Yeah. He could get a touchdown and, you know, a couple catches for 30 yards or something. Who knows? But, yeah, I would say, at the very least, lower your expectations. Plus, he's still coming off of an injury, so we just don't know.
Right. All right. Next game on the list, Chargers and Buccaneers.
This is a big game for fantasy purposes. There's a lot of big names in here, obviously. For the Bucs, You got Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, all these guys who've been fantasy superstars
Ronald
in
Jones
their time.
3 is going to have a big game this game. I'm calling it.
So, I actually have the Bucks. I have the Bucks like whole offense as a lower your expectations this week. The Chargers defense did get kind of torched by Carolina last week. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little on notice about that, but it's important to know that they did shut down Pat Mahomes for basically 3 quarters. If they can do that against him, they can do that against anybody.
Yes.
And Tom Brady is going to be missing significant pieces, including Chris Godwin, who is likely to miss the game again. Scotty Miller, their third receiver, he's banged up. We don't know if he's going to play or not. So it could just be a lot of Mike Evans. And if that's the case, the Chargers have some really good defensive backs. And their pass rush is really good, too. And so Brady could be in trouble. Throw in the fact that Leonard Fournette is now not expected to play. Mm. And, they're kind of a mess right now. This seems like the type of game where maybe you just want to fade your Bucks as much as possible. If you got Mike Evans like I do, you're still playing him. But I do have him as a lower your expectations because he's likely to be locked up with Casey Hayward. He's so good that it shouldn't necessarily matter. And he's so big that he's a mismatch for any corner. Trust me, there are 0 cornerbacks in the NFL right now that are 6'5".
Hmm.
None. Not one. Right. So, you're still going to play him because he's your stud, and you always start your studs, but lower expectations. On the other side of that, as far as the Chargers go, they're up against a really tough defense. The Buccaneers are a really good defense. Justin Herbert has had a nice start to his career if you're, putting streaming quarterbacks and maybe you had him in there. I'm not starting him this week, not against the Bucs. I think defensively they're really, really good. I'm also kind of fading Joshua Kelly, the other running back. Austin Eckler I'm going to play no matter what because he's just a stud. But one of the main things that he brings to the table is his ability to catch passes. And as long as he can do that, he could have a grand total of 60 yards, but if he also adds, 7 catches in there, you're not losing your week because of him.
Yeah.
So obviously he's a must-start. But I do have a kind of against convention. I have Keenan Allen as a go fucking nuts this week, just because he's playing a good defense and he's been targeted like 40 times in the last 2 games. So even though he's playing against a really good defense, they're going to force the ball his way.
Right.
So I think he's worth starting no matter what at this point. And he could potentially deliver with like 7 or 8 catches. And whatever he does with yards and touchdowns, all that stuff, that's whatever. But I have confidence that Keenan Allen will still be able to get open and make plays.
Like you do.
Yep. So that's that.
We got the big cats battling Jaguars and Bengals.
Yeah, this one we've kind of touched on it a little bit. I kind of expect the Jaguars to win this for some reason. I don't know why. I just think Gardner Minshew is going to probably bounce back. I'm not starting Gardner Minshew or anything like that. I'm not going crazy there. I do have James Robinson, the running back for Jacksonville, as a go fucking nuts. He has had nothing but good weeks so far. Went crazy against the Dolphins. Lower your expectations on that, but start him for sure because this is a great matchup for him. I like him a lot this week. Receiver-wise, we're looking to see if DJ Chark is going to be back. Word on that looks like he's going to play, but you never know. As far as the Cincinnati Bengals, I already talked about Joe Burrow as being one of my guys that if you got him, you're starting him. Receiver-wise, I think Tyler Boyd has kind of supplanted A.J. Green as the number one now.
Yeah.
So for me, pains me to say this because I just know that this means now that he's going to just go off. But I'm dropping A.J. Green if I have him.
No, I just picked him up off the waiver. He's better in my options.
Yeah, and sometimes that's just the way it is. But if you've got better options, I'm dropping him and I'm taking a flyer on some other names that maybe don't jump off the table. But I don't know if it's just he doesn't have the rapport with Burrow or if he's just lost a step after all these injuries and his age. whatever it is, he just has not produced, and I don't want any part of him anymore.
No. About like T.Y. Hilton for me.
Yeah, honestly. All right, we'll go ahead and move on there.
Moving on. We have the Vikings and the Texans.
Now, the Vikings and the Texans are an interesting one. I do have Deshaun Watson as a go-fucking-nuts against Minnesota. Obviously, Watson is a very obvious name, but I'm putting him on here as like a vote of confidence because he's been fairly underwhelming so far this year. But against Minnesota, who has allowed insane amounts of points so far this year to quarterbacks, you got to throw him in there. I also have Will Fuller as a go-fucking-nuts this week. I expect big points from the Texans, in all honesty.
Even David Johnson?
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a Texan, you're starting him. Like, this is one of those games. It's crazy to say against Minnesota. You know, maybe understand that David Johnson might not have 100 yards or anything like that, because while they have let up a lot of passing yards and touchdowns, they've been a little stingier against the run. They still have a pretty decent front seven, but they get worn down pretty quick because there's just all kinds of touchdowns being thrown over their heads. I'm going crazy with that. Also, worth noting, the Texans' defense hasn't exactly been great, so I'm very cautiously optimistic about the Vikings' chances to put up a lot of points. I'm not starting Kirk Cousins probably ever again this year. Like, they would just never do that. He has put up good numbers at times, but I just don't trust him. Justin Jefferson's coming off a really, 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 really great game of 175 yards and all that. If you got him, you probably want to start him, and I'm probably going to start him if I have a spot open. So, but Adam,
a fun play.
Obviously, you're starting Adam Thielen, but you know, for the most part, I think this should be kind of a shootout. I expect the Texans to win.
Good deal. All right, Seahawks and Dolphins.
Seahawks and Dolphins. So this is the easiest pick of the week to me, which means that it'll be the upset of the week. But I expect Seattle to completely destroy the Dolphins. I think if you have fantasy players from either team, you're throwing them in. Another guy I have as like a go fucking nuts here is Gaskin, the running back for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's still available in a lot of leagues right now. I'm sure he's not anymore since the waivers have passed. But if you have him, you got to start him. Seattle's defense has been pretty porous this year. And they're just decimated by injuries. It's looking like Jamal Adams isn't even going to play. Fuck, if you've got a Dolphins player, it's weird to say, but I think you got to start him. I think I have Devontae Parker on my go fucking... Yeah, there he is. Devontae Parker, go fucking nuts. Yeah, throw caution to the winds when it comes to the Dolphins. And obviously, at this point, if you don't know, you're starting all your Seahawks every single week. Chris Carson got hurt, so, you know.
Maybe don't start him.
Yeah, probably don't start him. Although, they're saying that he might play. But I doubt it based on how he got hurt. It just seems to me like they'd be a little more cautious, especially against what's going to be more or less a bye week for them. But Russ is cooking, so you're starting those receivers. You're loving what you're getting from Tyler Lockett. You're loving what you're getting from DK Metcalf, and just enjoy the ride.
Yeah. That's a good call. All right. So, well, Steelers and Titans we already talked about. And now I got Browns and the Cowboys.
Yeah, this is a tougher matchup to read for the Browns side of things. For the Cowboys, it's kind of like the Seahawks. You start all of them. They're on fire offensively, especially in the passing game. Zeke has been a little underwhelming compared to what you normally expect, but I think a lot of that is just game script. They've been playing from behind most of the games they've played so far, so they're just hucking the ball all over the field. And Zeke's obviously still startable in every game that he's played so far, so it's not like he's sucked. But all the receivers, if you've got a Cowboys receiver, I think you got to throw him in your lineup. I don't care. Hell, what the hell was the kid's name that just had a giant game this past weekend against the Seahawks? He was like their fourth receiver. I can't even remember his name. It doesn't matter. No. Just go grab him.
Yeah.
But CeeDee Lamb, I'm starting. For sure you're starting Amari Cooper. And Michael Gallup, you have to start him. So it's just obvious. I expect that the Cowboys are going to end up winning this game, although it's worth noting that they haven't exactly killed it so far this year. the Browns look like the more complete team. This is going to be their biggest test. Because so far, their other biggest test was against Baltimore, and they shat the bed. So they're playing against an actual good team again. There's a couple of injuries to be worried about as far as their defense, like Denzel Ward, their best corner. They're not sure if he's going to play. He's got kind of, I think, a groin injury, so you're not 100% sure what that means. It could mean that Baker Mayfield's going to have to throw the ball a lot, and that has not been good for them of late.
Yeah, working out.
So,
just has to go to Odell Beckham.
I'm kind of lowering my expectations on Chubb a little bit, but I will note Kareem Hunt showed up on the injury report. And if he doesn't play, I'm playing Chubb with reckless abandon, because that means he has that full backfield to himself, including the pass-catching role, which he has excelled at before. So I have full confidence in Chubb. Odell Beckham, when you start to think he's doing good, then he turns around and he kind of shits the bed again. And, you know, I know it's game script and they're up and they're going to run the ball, but I don't believe anything from these Browns yet. Odell is, he's Deshaun Jackson now. He's just like okay, well, maybe he'll give me a big game. Maybe.
Right.
He's a lot
here and there kind of guy. Yep. So, brings us to the Cardinals and the Panthers.
This is another matchup where there shouldn't be a whole lot of defense. There should be a lot of points. I expect some good points. I mean, you're starting Kyler Murray, obviously. I think the Cardinals are going to bounce back and win this game, but it wouldn't shock me if they lost to the Panthers, because they shocked me last week against the Chargers. So, as far as the receivers go for the Panthers, they've been pretty good so far this year. I wonder if Patrick Peterson is going to cover DJ Moore one-on-one the whole game. If that is the case, then maybe lower your expectations on him a little bit. But beyond that, I think you're starting all of them, including especially Robbie Anderson, who's just been stellar since joining the Panthers. As far as your Cardinals go, I've been hearing a lot of buzz about... just try to completely blank. Running back, Cardinals.
Kenyon Martin?
Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Martin, that's...
He's a power forward.
Yeah.
From 100 years ago. Kenyon Drake, he's been kind of disappointing this year. He was the trendy pick for a bust. This should be a big game for him. If it's not, then maybe you need to start looking for different options.
Yeah. That was kind of what I was thinking. Like, this might be the game that I... bench him. Or at least move him to the flex spot.
I think this will be another big game to see if Andy Isabella can come through with big points. He's a burner. They like him in the deep game. You know, Larry Fitzgerald's not going to play much of a role in the pass game anymore, so you're kind of looking for that second-tier guy to DeAndre Hopkins, because obviously at this point, you're starting Hopkins no matter what.
Yes.
I don't care if Mel Blount comes out of retirement, you're starting DeAndre Hopkins. There's no matchup that is a match for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're moving on.
Yep.
Moving on. So we got the Ravens and the Washington football team.
Oh, it's not even worth talking about. It really isn't. I'm just going to say right now, Ravens win, they blow them out. Start all your Ravens. Maybe hold back on the running backs just because you don't know who's going to do what. If you're in really deep, then start them.
The only Redskin you're playing, or football team member you're playing, is Tyler McLaurin. Probably.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin has been
Tyler.
He's been really good. He's subverted all of my expectations. He's got another nasty matchup because, again, you know, he's going to be blanketed by, like, Marlon Humphrey, and he's great. But, I don't know, he's found a way to get open no matter what. He found a way to get open last week against Denzel Ward. Of course, I think Ward was hurt, so... I don't know. I'd say lower your expectations, but I said that same thing last week, and he ended up having like 80 yards, and just never
good
know.
Football player.
He's a really good football player. But yeah, Ravens absolutely destroy the Washington racial slurs.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the final game for the noon game.
The Nooners.
Indianapolis Colts and your Chicago Bears.
Oh man. This is a game that makes me nervous. Every game makes me nervous for my Bears.
Yeah.
But new quarterback, all that stuff. and the Colts have looked really good. Important to note, the Colts have not played anyone that's very good at football yet. So
no.
I'm not exactly saying that means that the Colts suck and I'm not even caring about them. I do have Jimmy Graham at tight end as being my go-fucking-nuts, a guy who probably is still out there, but he's leading the league in red zone targets right now. When they get close, they're looking for Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
He's 6'7". He can still jump out of the gym. They love his matchup every time.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, there are very few DBs in this league, read it zero, that are 6'7". So,
that's why I said, beginning of the year, Jimmy Graham, he's going to do it.
You know, and new quarterback, you feel good there. I'm actually lowering my expectations on the Colts defense versus the Bears. I know that the Bears defense, our offense has not been good, and the Colts defense has been really good. But again, who they've played? Who have they played? They played against the Jets last week. And it wasn't even close, and they put up big points against the Jets because they're the Jets.
Right.
As much as I like to hate on my own Bears team, they're not as bad as the Jets. No. So, new quarterback, I'm maybe just holding off on starting the Colts. And in favor of that, I might grab the Broncos defense. They're still out there for the most part. They're playing the Jets. It's so tough because they don't have a lot of playmakers right now. There's so many injuries and shit. But the Jets are so bad.
Yeah.
They're just so bad. They've got nothing. They're starting a running back, Frank Gore, who's like 57 years old.
It doesn't make sense that he's still running the football.
And they don't have any receivers. You know, Jameson Crowder might play. They don't know. And then beyond that, who's their second best receiver? They got nobody.
They got that tight end that I keep seeing.
Chris Herndon. Yeah, he's always projected for decent points, but he never does shit.
Right.
they said, I saw the report that Adam Gase, the head coach for the Jets, he's very much on the hot seat, and if they lose this game, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm starting the Broncos defense in one of my leagues. Just
I'm starting the Packers defense in one of my leagues.
Yeah, I ooh, really?
And the Falcons.
Oh yeah, that's silly.
Many options. They're the best option out there.
As far as lowering your expectations, I also have David Montgomery as a guy that I'm lowering my expectations on. And I have him on here, not because he's been killing it lately. You know, he had a really nice game against New York. Otherwise, he's been very pedestrian. I think people might have it in their head that because Tariq Cohen got hurt, that means that Montgomery will get even more work. That might be true, but until I see production from it, I don't necessarily care.
Yeah, it's just more opportunity for him to get hurt from what we've seen.
Yep. Okay. Right. So
yeah, we got the 3 o'clock games, the Giants and the Rams.
Let me quickly say the Bears win 47-0. Mark it down right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go Decca.
What did you say was the
Giants
next one?
And Rams.
Giants and the Rams. So this is another easy slam dunk pick as far as if you're picking the game.
Yeah,
you're picking the Rams.
Giants.
The Giants are awful. They're so bad.
Very bad football team.
They just got blown out by San Fran's B team. It's just, oh my God. They're just such a disaster right now.
Yeah. Daniel Jones isn't just committing suicide.
I already talked about Goff being on my go-fucking-nuts. Start both the receivers, Kupp and Woods. Start Tyler Higbee. Start Daryl Henderson, with the caveat of maybe Cam Akers comes back. Whatever. He had such a good game last week. I feel like you just got to throw him in there anyway. And if you can get him, which you probably can't, get the Rams defense because they're pretty good and the Giants suck. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah. Okay, Patriots Chiefs.
This is an interesting matchup. Obviously, you know, just the names involved. Two of the more successful franchises. Obviously, the Patriots are the most successful franchise, arguably, in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's not even arguable, but whatever.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think Cam Newton's going to have his best game of the season.
I have Cam Newton as a lower your expectations.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think he's going to watch Mahomes go nuts, and he's going to want to compete.
My entire reasoning on that was the Chiefs' defense has outperformed their expectations by a lot.
Yeah.
And key factor in evidence is what they did against Lamar Jackson against Monday. So there's still nothing to really wow you at receiver for New England. I just don't know that they're gonna that it's gonna matter if Edelman plays.
He's gonna do it.
He's solid. They don't have a great slot corner, so I think he still has a nice day. But Cam Newton, you probably have to start him if you don't have anybody else. And you know he might they might be in such a situation where they're behind that he has to throw a lot, which could be pretty good for him. I don't know. I have him as lower expectations though. I expect the Chiefs to win. I kind of expect the Chiefs to go 16-0.
Yeah.
I kind of thought maybe that's this year.
I just don't know who's going to beat them or how.
Nobody has yet proven that they can stop Pat Mahomes for a full four quarters.
Right.
Nobody. And I do mean nobody. Right. And he's only getting better. That offense is sick. Everything they can do in it. I don't expect anyone to beat him. I got the Chiefs beating him pretty easily. Obviously, you're starting all your Chiefs. You're maybe a little worried because Tyreek Hill is probably going to be covered by Stephon Gilmore, who's the best corner in the league. Worth noting, though, as good as Stephon Gilmore is, he cannot run with Tyreek Hill because nobody can.
Yeah, so if 4-2 speed.
If he can get behind him and Mahomes can throw the ball anywhere, you're still starting Tyreek Hill. Anyway, that's that game. Nope.
All right, we got the Bills and the Raiders.
The Raiders are kind of a perplexing team so far because they've looked pretty good, and then, you know, last week they didn't look very good at all against New England.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to say what they are. Is their offensive line healthier again? If they are, then you feel good about starting Josh Jacobs. I expect the Bills to win just because they're just crazy hot. And I don't think their defense can stop Josh Allen. I'm starting all of their receivers. I'm starting the running back situation is a little muddied. If Zach Moss is still hurt, then I'm starting Devin Singletary without any problems. If Zach Moss comes back, I'm still probably going to start Singletary. But I'm lowering my expectations because Zach Moss could vulture some of the goal line work and such. Other than that, though, it's for the Raiders. Who the hell are they gonna throw to?
Hunter Renfro.
Apparently, that's it. You know, Hunter Renfro and Darren Waller, who was completely shut out for the most part. Yeah, they don't even know who's gonna play.
No.
So there's a lot of question marks there. You're starting Josh Jacobs because you have to. And you're starting Darren Waller because you have to. And I do expect a better game with Waller this week, especially since it's not a Belichick defense shutting him down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for the most part, I do expect the Bills to win and win pretty easily.
Yeah, I think so, too. Josh Allen's just been such a beast as of late.
Yep.
All right, Eagles, 49ers.
This is a tough call. Speaking of the Eagles, I have Wentz not only as my lower expectations – when I say lower expectations, I mean dump his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have Carson Wentz on your roster right now, you're failing. Drop him.
Okay. Actually, I think I did today.
Good. I didn't mean for that to be directed at you, but then I was like, oh, shit, he's yeah.
It works.
No, Carson Wentz has played like shit, and he's getting a lot of hate. Let me just go ahead and dispel a few things for everybody right now. Their offensive line is shattered by injury. Their wide receiver core, shattered by injury. So it's him throwing to people like Greg Ward and Zach Ertz, and that's it. Because Dallas Goedert got hurt. I mean, they've got almost nothing for him to work with. He's got no protection. It's a bad, bad, bad team right now.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you're going to get out of the 49ers. Because half their team's hurt, but right. It has literally not like stopped them at all. Mm-hmm. It has not stopped them. They have played so well. Raheem Mostert is looking at maybe making a comeback.
No matter who they stick in there, they're leaving the game with fucking 80 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, it's just whatever they got. And I think part of that is their offensive line has managed to stay healthy. And they do have a really good O-line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I expect the Niners to win. And the Eagles, we could see Doug Peterson kind of on the hot seat, even though he won the only Super Bowl in that franchise's history.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling he might be a little bit on the hot seat because of how this team's gone since that big championship win.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get that feeling.
Maybe. All right, Falcons and Packers.
Oh, I want so badly to pick the Falcons. I do. Yeah. I hate the Packers so much, but they're good.
Yeah, they're good, so and good. We already know that the Falcons need improvement.
Their defense is ass, and Aaron Rodgers is playing lights out right now.
Yeah.
I fully expect the Packers to destroy them. If Devontae Adams is healthy, you're starting him no matter what. But if he's not, Alan Lazard was the guy that they were looking for most often as far as from their wide receivers. But it's worth noting, it didn't really matter. Aaron Rodgers was targeting anybody that was open, whether it was Robert Tonyan or Mercedes Lewis. It didn't matter. Like, he was just looking for anybody. The main guy who should be having the best day out of any of them, Aaron Jones. This is a perfect matchup for him. They're going to be up a lot. They're going to run the ball a lot. He's a great player. Oh, man. It's a bad situation. And for the Falcons, I actually have Calvin Ridley as a... lower your expectation with an asterisk next to it. If Julio Jones can come back and play, then I feel pretty good about Calvin Ridley. It should take away some of that coverage that's going to be thrown his way. If Julio doesn't play, Calvin Ridley, who's been the number one receiver through the first 3 weeks, is probably not going to match that kind of production this week against a pretty good Packers defense.
Yeah. Pretty good job of shutting him
up. I got the Packers winning. I'm really hoping that the Falcons pull it off. And I do have Dan Quinn as the head coach of the Falcons. I have him as one of those guys who I expect could be fired by midseason.
Mm-hmm. We can only hope.
They can only hope for sure. Okay.
That was the Monday night game.
That was the Monday night game. So that's that. Real quick, I did miss out on talking about Rob Gronkowski at tight end. I had him as a lower expectation. I mean...
Well, it might have been low on him later.
Right, but, you know, he came off of a pretty decent game compared to what he's been doing, and I think people maybe are thinking, oh, well, all these injuries, blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't want any part of him right now until I see him producing consistently.
Yeah.
Maybe you stash him on your roster as a backup. But right now...
A little seed, let him grow.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the tight end situation is kind of a wreck throughout the league, so, I mean, you can't completely write anybody off, but... He'd be one of those guys that I'm very, very much not looking forward to putting in my roster. I also have Todd Gurley against Green Bay as a lower expectations. And to be honest with you, I'm looking to not start him. If it wasn't for the fact that running back is just, it's just devoid of so much right now.
Oh yeah, a lot of things out there.
He's not going to do anything this week. I can't say that for sure, but they're not using him in the passing game, and the Packers are going to be up most of that game.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been the game script so far, is if they're up, the Falcons will run the ball a little bit, not enough, clearly, otherwise they wouldn't have blown the games that they have so far, but Gurley's not being used in the passing game whatsoever, and that should scare the fuck out of anybody that has him.
Yeah.
It's a bad situation for Atlanta. It's a really bad situation if you're rostering Todd Gurley. I'd maybe try to sell on name value.
Right. Because sell before he just tanks.
Right. You know, he had a nice game last week with like 80 yards and a score, and you know, that's probably about his ceiling right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'd be a guy that I'd be looking to dump. Then I had Tom Brady is one of the lower expectations as well. He's just missing too many weapons, and that's a good Chargers defense. Having said that, because I said that, Tom Brady will tear the world apart because he's the greatest quarterback that ever lived.
Yeah, he'll be good for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yep, that's probably the truth. So that's it. That's all I have as far as fantasy, talking about the league and everything. That should just about do it for us. Thank you for listening. Again, if you ever have any fantasy football questions or anything like that, feel free to hit us up at the award-winning podcast@gmail.com.
Or just ask IBM Watson.
You can hit us up on our Facebook page. the award-winning podcast. You can message me on Facebook because God knows I don't have anything else to do. I just want to make a little note here. I'm going to be on a Zoom call tomorrow with Jarrett Payton.
He's lying,
the
everybody.
Son of Walter Payton, the former great...
The greatest football player to ever play.
Yeah, let's just the greatest football player ever. And I'm very excited. I'm going to talk with him about fucking Bears football and the Mitch Trubisky shit. So once that's all done, I'll probably share a link to how that went down. And I'm super excited. I just want to throw that out there.
Why are you excited, though?
Because...
it's not like you like the Bears.
You know... I really like Jarrett Payton. He played at Miami, and I'm a huge Hurricanes fan.
I want to talk to Jared Fogle.
I don't think you do.
No. Not so much.
Anyway, thanks for listening, and good night.
Good night.
Hey everybody, just wanted to add a quick little note. It is currently Thursday morning, and so the situation has been updated for the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers game. It is no longer going to be played Monday or Tuesday. They're going to move it to later in the season. So if you have any Titans, if you have any Steelers, you're going to have to bench them for now. So think of it as an early surprise bye week. It sucks if you're rostering Derrick Henry like I am in multiple leagues. This is a tough situation because now you have to figure out somebody to plug in that's hopefully going to give you 25 carries and 100 yards like he does just about every game. But, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, the safety of the players always comes first. Maybe not always for the NFL, but this was inevitable. We knew something like this was going to happen at some point. They're not in a bubble. They're not playing it smart. They're just letting it go. So it is what it is. It sucks. It really sucks. But as long as everyone's okay, and I wouldn't want to risk anything. If I were one of the players, there's family lives to consider, and just it blows if you're in this spot as a fantasy football player, and that's mostly what I'm analyzing right now. But for the sake of the players, for the sake of everyone involved, it's just for the best, obviously, and. I think one thing we can say is at least the NFL is taking this seriously. It only took them like 40 years to take concussion seriously. So at least they're taking this seriously. Little dig at those pieces of shit at the NFL. Anyway, that's all I have. People to consider maybe picking up in the interim if you do have Derrick Henry or like James Conner or Deontay Johnson or Juju Smith-Schuster, there's should be plenty of people available on the bone pile. Frank Gore is someone I picked up. It's not sexy in any way, shape, or form, but he had 21 carries the week before and 15 last week. So, did he do much with him? No. But he's playing against a pretty banged up Broncos team, so who knows? Maybe he can get a touchdown in there and 60 yards or something. Not sexy at all, but whatever. As far as receivers, there's Brandon Ayuk with the San Fran 49ers. He had a nice game last week. 5 catches, 70 yards, and he also had 3 carries for like 30 yards and a touchdown, so that's pretty cool. A lot of that'll depend if Nick Mullins is still the starter. They seem to have a good rapport. And obviously there's the possible return of Deebo Samuel. We don't know what that's going to entail yet. Mecole Hardman with the Chiefs. He had a really nice game last week, and it's possible he could have another big game this week because Stephon Gilmore is likely to be shadowing Tyreek Hill. So just a few names to consider out there. Cole Beasley with the Bills. He just consistently catches a lot of passes. And I don't know. Again, nothing real sexy. Probably not going to win your week, but, you know, with this early surprise bye week, you got to make some adjustments and try to MacGyver your team with some duct tape and, I don't know, like a strand of yarn or something. I don't know, whatever. But that's it. That's all I got. Thank you.